Autopsy: Brian Laundrie died of gunshot wound to his head. By Amy Furr on November 23, 2021. Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the death of Gabby Petito, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his head, a lawyer for the family announced Tuesday. Chris and Roberta Laundrie have been informed that the cause of death was a gunshot wound to the head and the manner of death was suicide, attorney Steve Bertolino told the New York Post. Chris and Roberta are still mourning the loss of their son and are hopeful that these findings bring closure to both families. A forensic anthropologist said the cause of death was suicide. The 23-year-old was being sought in Petito's disappearance and death when officials found his skeletal remains in the Carlton Reserve located near his parents' residence in Northport, Florida, in October. The couple had been on a cross-country journey when Petito went missing. Laundrie returned home driving her van in early September. The young woman's mother reported her missing days later. However, officials eventually located her remains in Wyoming. Petito had been strangled, according to the Wyoming coroner. Petito, 22, died 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found September 19 near an undeveloped camping area along the border of Grand Teton National Park in remote northern Wyoming. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said in a news conference, Breitbart News reported. Blue said little more about Petito's physical condition, including whether she may have been strangled directly by somebody's hands, a rope or some other item, but noted when asked that she wasn't pregnant. The 3 to 4 weeks her body was believed to be in the wilderness, however, put her death around the August 27th to 30th period. Investigators believe Petito and Laundrie had traveled to the area. In October, Bertolino said there would not be a funeral service for Laundrie, adding his parents were grieving privately in Florida with their daughter, Cassie.